is to be patient. I think whereas before, you know, in the first year I came and I thought I could buy players, you know, the superstars of this game, bring them in, put them together and go and win a premiership or, you know, get to the grand final. That didn't work. It will never work, you know, individuals, no matter how great they are, they'll never make a team. What you need is a group of boys that will play for each other, that will fight for each other, will be united together, and that's what makes a good team. And in bringing Tim Sheens in, straight away last year when I brought him in an emergency measure, you know, he had a quiet word with me, and he said to me, look, you've got some fantastic players here in the club, and nobody could deny that, but they will never win anything for you, right? What you need is to invest in the future and be patient about getting that success. So if success doesn't come this year, you know, a lot of people ask me what's my targets or, you know, what targets have I set for the team. For me, I'm not going to set any targets. All what I expect them to do is to do their best. If in the process we end up winning one more game than we did last year, that's progress. If we end up being a place higher than we did last year, that's progress. Any kind of progress this year, we take with us the year after. Because this young squad, my target is to try to keep them together for as long as we can. And that's how we develop team spirit and team.
Have you learned a lot then? I mean, you've still been involved in rugby league in a very short, relatively short space of time, haven't you? You know, have you really learned? Has it been a real big learning curve for you personally?
Oh, very much so. This is a game, not only, it's not based on, you know, skill and skill only. You know, once you, 13 players, once they go out in the field, it's a physical game that you need to fight. Skills is important, but more importantly, that you need a group of players that will go out in the field and fight for each other. And the one thing that I've learned is, well, superstars was not the answer for me. Build from the bottom, build with a young squad, like we have now. And the squad we have today is not to go and achieve success today. It's for the future. And I'm sure as the season goes by, you know, week by week, we'll see improvement in this side. We've got a very tough start for this season, but we'll see a much better Salford side maybe in the second third and in the final third of the season. It'll be great, and I'm sure a lot of the players would hope to be in the top eight because we don't want to experience that middle eight again. So, you know, to be in the top eight would be fantastic.